Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 97.1 FM, and you can stream us worldwide at newsdakota.com. We have Marketing Director for the North Dakota State Fair, Beth Feldner, is joining us. And Beth, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Beth, for taking time out of your week, out of your day. Of course, we're in crunch time now because the North Dakota State Fair kicks off July 21st and goes through the 29th. We're very excited about that, and that's why we have Beth on to talk to us about all the happenings at the North Dakota State Fair. Last time we had you on, Beth, we talked about, we had the big concert announcements, which was huge for you guys, and you guys still have tickets going on for those. Tell us a little bit about the lineup and the concert tickets.
Sure. We've had an incredible lineup for our country lineup this year. Every one of our artists won awards this year at the CMAs. We are so excited about that. And you can get all five of our country concerts and our auto events on one ticket for $110. You can get 7 nights of entertainment at the State Fair for $110. And our lineup's really good this year. We're starting out, we're kicking it off this Friday, the 21st, with Little Big Town. Then you have Fergie on the 22nd, and that's a separate ticket. That's a $50 ticket, but we're excited to host her, and I heard her husband's going to be here. Then on the 23rd, we have Brothers Osborne. They're, you can't not hear them on the radio right now. We're so excited that they're our Sunday act. Monday, we have our Enduro race, which is always a favorite. Tuesday, we have the Western Grand National Truck and Tractor Pull, which is something new, but I think it'll be very exciting. Then on Wednesday, we have Thomas Rhett, who I'm personally very excited to see. He'll be there on Wednesday, the 26th. Thursday is Lone Star. Friday, then, we're wrapping up our weekend. We've got Friday, Jason Aldean, who I think is going to be a huge concert. And then closing out the fair that Saturday is Paramore on the 29th.
Whoa. So, I mean, what a lineup. It seems like something huge every day going on at the fair. So when you go one day and you think you've done it all, you turn around and there's lots more to see the next day, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing we always like to talk about is what you can get, we call our free entertainment. So it's $10 a day to get on grounds, or you can get a season gate pass for $25 for adults. And there's so much free stuff you can see. I don't think you could see it all in one day. We've got, there's going to be a dinosaur roaming around the grounds. We've got kids shows with Cap'n R and the Dolly Pop. We've got a dog show, and this year they're Frisbee dogs, so that'll be really fun to watch. We have the Extreme Raptor show, which is, birds of prey, so hawks and eagles. Of course, Daryl's Racing Pigs. We've got a trampoline show, and I haven't even touched the free music you get to hear. So we have so much going on grounds. You can spend all week here.
Absolutely. Again, we have Marketing Director Beth Feldner with the North Dakota State Fair joining us on Let's Talk About It. Yeah, as you said, Beth, the concerts, you've got the free entertainment going on throughout the day. And something else that's fantastic that we, don't want to forget is the rides. And you guys got tons of rides coming in this year too, right?
We do, yeah. We're really excited. Murphy's brings in some really great rides, and they've already started to set up this weekend. They've told us that it'll be bigger and better, and every year they do a great job. It's the largest carnival in the state at the State Fair.
Awesome. Very good. So, Beth, let's also talk just a little bit about some of the exhibits you guys have. That's always a big draw for the State Fair, too, with the livestock and the 4-H and FFA exhibits.
Yeah, they're really the heart of the fair here in the barns. I have the best view on the fairgrounds because my office window looks right at all the cows that get washed every morning. They're the best treated animals in the state, probably. But we're really excited. It should be another strong year of exhibits. 4-H always brings an amazing display, and FFA as well. And if you want to see those exhibits, the nice thing is that the State Fair Center, where everything is housed, is air conditioned. So you can take a break from the heat and come check out all those exhibits. It's also where our flower exhibits are, so you can kind of walk through a jungle in the lower hallway of the State Fair Center. You definitely don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. But then also in our barns, we have all of our livestock. You have cows, sheep, horses. We've got poultry again this year. And the thing that I really want to stress is it's been a really hard year with the drought this year, and these kids have worked so hard to make sure that their animals are looking good and they're ready to be here. So we really want to make sure we show our support for all of our agriculture families that will be here on the fairground.
Absolutely. Lots of work goes into it. The heart of North Dakota comes down to the agriculture, 4-H, livestock, and it's good to support the kids like that. Marketing Director Beth Feldner with the North Dakota State Fair joining us. So Beth, if people want to get tickets, they want to look at the lineup, they want to see everything that's going on, you guys have a few ways that individuals can learn more about that, right?
Yeah, you'll definitely want to check out everything at ndstatefair.com. There we have our daily schedules. You can get tickets from that website, as well as you can figure out if you want to compete or if there's something you want to see on the day you're planning to come. So it's definitely where to start is ndstatefair.com. But if you're looking for up-to-date posts as we get closer to fair about what's going on or what we're featuring during the day, you can always find information on our Facebook. I've been sending a lot more people there because we keep it pretty up-to-date. And you can just search for the ND State Fair on Facebook.
Excellent. Beth, anything else you want to add about the State Fair, the concerts, the tickets, the vendors, the exhibits, anything else you wanted to toss out there?
Oh, I've got so much running through my head because we're getting so close to fair, but you know, I'm just really, you know, it's going to be an incredible, incredible 9 days. Check out your daily schedules. Check out the website before you come, because every day has something new and exciting going on. And a lot of those things are free. So definitely try to come out and enjoy as much fair as you can. And, you know, we didn't even touch on food, but that's my favorite part, too. We've got incredible fair food coming this year.
Yeah, why else do people go to state fairs? It's usually for the food, right?
Exactly. And we always try to bring something new. We've got our food frenzy happens the first day of the fair, which is where we showcase all of the brand new foods and we pick a winner. And then we also pick a people's choice. So if you're coming later in the week, you can kind of see what people like and plan your meals accordingly. You will have all these new foods plus your favorites, plus the corn dogs and the cheese curds and everything you've been craving.
Well, you got me sold, Beth. So the North Dakota State Fair, July 21st through the 29th. Again, ndstatefair.com to get more info. Go to Facebook. They're there as well. And Beth, we'll see you at the fair, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for visiting this morning.